Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!
Well, you always let me through. Long life is nothing without you.
All right, guys, and we're back. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Ooh, man, I had a little technical issue there, but we are here and live, and we are so happy. Thank you all so much for your continued support. A lot of things are moving right along for Madeline and Mommy Show. Our podcast show, we have only been coming on about every other week because we're so busy with projects that are going on outside of this. So thank you for, you know, following us regardless of that, but the Madeline Radio Show is definitely not going away. We are going to keep up with that, and Mad's fashion show, virtual fashion show, is just about here. It's coming up October the 17th. It'll be live on Facebook and YouTube, so definitely stay tuned for that. That's very exciting stuff. We just posted the link today for the St. Jude's event link where you can make your online donations. So we're looking for the top donor. We're going to win some really cool prizes. So make sure you check out Mad's Fashion Show, Mad's Virtual Fashion Fundraiser on St. Jude's store on Mad's Fashion Show page on YouTube. Or you, if you want more details on that, you can email us at madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. We're super excited. We have a couple guests scheduled to call in today. As usual, we're going to be doing the coffee time with Ellen and Nikki here in just a few minutes, which is always a lot of fun. And then at 4:20, we have a special guest calling in. He is a great person. He and his wife have done a lot in the film industry. Not only is he an actor, he's a producer and a film writer, script writer. He's been nominated, has won many awards. He's going to tell you a lot about himself and what he's done. But his name is Joel Weinkoop. So don't go anywhere because we're going to be right back. And let's just listen to a little bit of music. Yeah, we'll be right back.
She just wants to be. Raises, and limits she raises.
Turner from Lasting Impressions by Nicole. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm kind of relaxing after a busy weekend.
The last couple weekends have been crazy, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
And I think it's just getting you geared up because now you're getting back into work mode. I know you're going back to work next month. You're getting ready for a Gaylord event, which is very exciting stuff. And, yeah, super exciting. So tell us, I know you were there with us because we are mainly what we're going to talk about today is Mad's Virtual Fashion and Talent Show coming up here on October the 17th. And you are my head photographer and my production assistant. So you've been there with me the whole step of the way, helping out with everything, putting your 110% in. And you guys have really, you know, brought a lot to the table. And I want to thank you for that, as well as, you know, just kind of give the people some insight on, because I know this has really been challenging for me, putting all this together, you know, as an event coordinator. And I know it's got to be extremely, you know, it took us some trial and error, extremely challenging for you as a photographer, you know, to try to make things happen on your end of it.
Yeah, this was, I always tell you, I pick every show, you give me something that is always challenging. And so when you came and approached me about this and how you wanted it done, I think we can both agree that one of the things we did not want to jeopardize was the quality of photos that our models designed. Yes, because that is something we've always given them. And I really kind of like how we're doing things now. This weekend, London, and we've got some incredible photos of these models that are, and these designers, you know, clothes. They work so hard. And, you know, I'm still with you guys because I always believe what you stand for. And that is really helping out other artists and creatives, making sure that you are presenting everybody's work in the best light. Whether you're a model, you know, and they'll walk, they exist when they move. You're so good at teaching them. I always get the honor to stand next to you because you're teaching the models. And I kept looking at you over the weekend, you know, this week, and I was like, you know, you can still do it. I mean, even, you know, watching all these kids model. And I think it's kind of been like a flashback for you and I, too, because we're looking at all these models and their growth over the last you know, several years I've been with you.
Yeah.
And it's, and you know, I spoke to Miss Maria from Shafter Classic Lane, you know, arranging for Ariana's stuff to come in. And Ariana, we're still used to sitting with Miss Maria for like 20 minutes of the shows. And
right, picking out the stuff in advance. She's with Paparazzi Accessories, guys.
Yeah, she's Paparazzi Accessories. We always, you know, order from her. We've always loved her. And Ariana and I have always loved her. And I love her. And we said to each other on the phone, this is so weird because we had to do a video, you know, conference call.
Yeah. Yeah, she did a private showing with you. So, folks, what Miss Nikki's talking about here, and it has been different, but also, at the same time, it's really been kind of cool for you guys because we're learning new things in different ways. So the designers, and this is something that I've always had a problem with every fashion show, the designers, they put in a lot of money and time and work, and some of them come from afar, and they put so much hard, you know, dedication and work and money and everything into it all, and then they don't make any money. Nobody buys anything. It's, you know, very rarely does anyone buy anything. And so I suggested to our designers that we work with normally, such as Lauren Devon and the Look 42 and Chubby Line out of New York. And, of course, Ben Novias Designs. And, I mean, we just, you know, we really had a nice turnout of designers. I've been thankful for that. You know, but I don't believe in charging a big lump sum of money for everybody to participate. This is supposed to be fun. Yes, we do have connections. We have a guest appearance, in fact, for this show by Butch Patrick, who was the actor who played Eddie Munster, and he was in many, many shows back in the 60s on television. And, I mean, we always have a special guest star that makes an appearance. We have performers that are have sent in their virtual videos, and they've done some amazing musical performances. So we're really happy with the quality of that. And since we've already got our IMDb-rated TV miniseries, The Madeline Mommy Show, which is currently on YouTube, and we decided to go ahead and utilize all these tools that we've been working with for, you know, the past 5 years. And then, and you know, just get everybody involved. And so we suggested that since it's COVID-19 and people really aren't going out and doing things, and they really, you know, this is still a very delicate time where you need to do your social distancing and all of that, you know, I did suggest that everybody put a price tag on their outfits, make it affordable for the public to buy something really cute and stylish or edgy, whatever your style is, and make it affordable for the parents to pay. I think I paid maybe $50 for an outfit from one of our designers. You know, Madeline will be walking for everyone. We do support everyone. We also support St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital, as well as, you know, other nonprofit organizations. But we've been with St. Jude's for the longest. So, you know, we are doing our best. And I think it's actually turned out really good. You know, once the finished product is up, we don't want to give you all the details because we want everybody to be surprised and watch our live. We will be also, we have a videography crew, you know, that's going to be there live with us filming the entire thing so that we can then turn around after that YouTube video has gone up of all of the videos of our models and, you know, our designers and everything. Madeline and I will be emceeing the show, and we're going to have that entire thing filmed, which in turn we're going to turn around and use that as a TV show. So it's really been a blessing for everyone. Everyone's making money. And I know you, can you just real quick, because we've got another caller about to call in here, tell us what your specials are for that, Eva.
Oh, yeah. So real quick, guys, I'm so excited. I know I announced a lot of designers this past weekend. And the great thing about that fashion show is there, I keep everything exclusive, which means I only open up these special prices during your show.
Yeah.
And so for our models and designers, I give them a flat rate where they can get all their photos of their collection. The great thing about this year is because we are filming on an a certain location to kind of help get everything together. I'm there taking photos with you. I'm right there with them. So these guys are getting a really different look of photos.
Actually, beautiful. So, yeah, so what we did is we found a couple different little outdoor locations. And now the parents, originally we told them to go ahead and film their own videos. And we still have a couple of models that are out of state. They're going to be filming their own videos with my instruction. However, we've just chose to, you know, pick a couple locations, and we've been filming there the last couple weekends. We're going to continue for the next few more weekends until we get everybody finished. So that made it a little bit easier and really excited because it's given it a nice, beautiful effect. This fashion show, I believe, is going to turn out to be very beautiful.
I'm really excited. I'm still able to provide your model designers the photos that they deserve to promote themselves.
Yes. Well, one of the designers that I haven't mentioned yet, I wanted to save the best for last, is Odalis Marino, international designer. She's the owner of Norris Design Boutique, who I'm sure most of our listeners and fans and friends know that we've been sponsored by her for the past 3 years. And she provided us with a beautiful collection that she made specifically for New York Fashion Week this year. But unfortunately, due to COVID-19, she wasn't able to showcase that line. So she, being such a good friend to Madeline and I, we just love, love, love her so much. She put this collection in our hands. So we've been working on that mostly for the last few weekends. Yes, Madeline did a photo shoot, which I can't discuss the publications yet, but those were those photos that you guys did over at Fat Box Tower. And even a lot of the public haven't seen a lot of the photos that we're saving for those publications. But they turned out absolutely gorgeous. And again, Madeline, you know, it all fell into place between the photographer, you being absolutely amazing. Madeline, she's a seasoned model. The location was just gorgeous. And then the designer, you know, wow.
Endless also give you a big credit, too, because you had your hands all in that. You helped with everything.
I always do.
And audience, listen to me. And better not interrupt me while I say this. But everyone needs to give you a round of applause. Because you did a phenomenal job. You made my job so easy. And when you have all of these incredible ingredients lined up, I get to do what I do best, and Madeline gets to do what she does best.
And cool is it shows in the finished product. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm so thrilled. I can't wait to be able to release that stuff. I'm sitting really on the edge of my seat because this is some of my proudest work that I have done with Madeline.
Yeah, we're just waiting right now for I sent in some stuff today. This week it's all getting sent in. And so it's going to be a little bit of a waiting period, but when it hits, it's going to be very, very exciting. I'm so proud of you guys.
Oh, me too. And I do want to say very quickly, I know you were asking about some specials. I do have one very special that is out. Whether you are a model or a designer, or even if you guys are viewing into the live show, I will be online tracking all of our messages and stuff like that. One of the biggest things that I love to do is I know you have your raffles going, and I usually give you a gift certificate for that. So,
yes.
But I also offer my headshot sessions for $99. That is literally more than at least a 75% discount. My normal price for those is $350 a session. However, for Mad Fashion, that special is reduced all the way down to $99. And this year, I'm excited to say that normally you can only purchase it during the show day. However, we have extended it from that Friday, which is October 16th, till that Sunday. So the entire weekend, that special will be available to purchase at that price for this year's version of Fashion Show. So I just wanted to throw that out because you asked me for my special. So.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add for the listeners to know?
I really will. I know we talked about my work, and I expect it to be how it goes. And I'm excited
thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today. We really appreciate it.
Well, all of you guys have a great day. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. God bless you. Bye. All right, guys. Well, that's been end of Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki, and it looks like our next caller is on the line, so let's just switch over and say hello to Mr. Joel DeWinepoop. Hello.
Well, hello there. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I know you've been really busy. I think everybody's been super busy. We're running circles around trying to beat this COVID-19 and make things happen.
Oh, that's just some, I mean, none of our, all, probably all of our stuff is trivial, I always say, compared to people that don't have houses or have floods or earthquakes or fires, like all their houses burned down. But it is something, and for them it's even worse because now they have to worry they don't have a house, but they're also doing this all through this COVID-19 stuff. So when I get whatever mad or whatever about things, I go, there's a lot of people worse off. People don't have homes. They have earthquakes. They have floods and tornadoes and twisters, and we do too, but we have not been affected. So, you know, I thank God for that, and there's something going on that's so worse. Yeah. But the COVID, the COVID-19 just makes it worse.
I know. So tell the listeners, Joel, who you are and what you do real quick in a nutshell.
Well, like you said, my name is Joel DeWinepoop. My middle initial is David. I was born in Owatonna, Minnesota in 1960. I grew up in Spring Valley, Minnesota, worshiping Batman. My dad was a minister. As I grew to the age where he thought I shouldn't be liking superheroes, was probably in the 71, 72, because I still liked, you know, Batman and Superman, and we moved from Minnesota to Florida because my dad's heart condition, the doctor said, if you don't get out of Minnesota and go to a warm place, or he goes, if you go to a warm place, and my dad said, well, we traveled to Florida, and he goes, you go to Florida, you're going to buy 10 more years on your life, and he did. He passed away in 82, but he got those 10 more years on his life, and my dad, I got interested in the $6 Million Man and King Kong and Godzilla. And when I learned that King Kong was stop motion, where you, move like the arm 4 inches and you do it all in framework, like they did King Kong on an armature, I started doing that. My dad said, I can buy you a camera if you like that has stop motion on it. So he bought me a Super 8 camera with stop motion. And I started making my own movies. So I made a little Cyclops movie for my Greek mythology class in high school. I got an A+ on that. And one thing I did do that I should have known better, the monster was on fire, and the monster was about 8 inches tall. And I lit him on fire to begin with. But as we were shooting it with the camera, my friend goes, the flames are going out. And I go, I'll fix that. And I grabbed the Tupperware container with the gas in it, and I threw the Tupperware container, and all the gas came out and hit the monster, and the flame trail went up the trail of gasoline and exploded in my hand and blew my hand up. And I was running around the backyard, and I put my hand out, and my friend says, man, are you all right? And I go, yeah, now I know how the Human Torch feels. And he goes, yeah, he's okay. He's quoting Marvel Comics superheroes. That was my first experience doing stop motion and catching my hand on fire.
Oh, wow.
So then it just turned into making little Super 8 movies. And and I babysat my next door neighbor didn't babysit. He's about 8 years old, maybe. Him and his sister. And that was Tim Ritter, who turned out years later we became partners. And we started making movies together. We did Twisted Illusions back in 1984. And then we got money for Truth or Dare, and then Killing Spree, and then Lost Faith. And then it just went on from there. Now I'm like at 173 movies and television shows altogether.
173 movies. Wow.
Yeah, it just changed. It was 172. And then Joe Davison, I did a thing for his television series, south of Central, and he just put my IMDb credit for that, so that knocked me up to 173. So with movies and television shows and all that, that all attributes up to your Internet Movie Database. And I'm keeping busy now. I'm still working on a movie. Of course, you and Maddie are going to be in my movie, The Craiglon Incident, so that's something we're going to have coming up soon. You're going to be
you're a producer, and you write your own script and everything. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, a while ago, I mean, I was still always, I guess it was, when I got an agent, I got Lustig Talent and the Boca Talent Agency, you know, down in Boca Raton, and I had Lustig Talent in West Palm Beach. And that was in, like, 1980. And they were getting me jobs. They got me a Toyota commercial and some garden commercial, and I was getting all these little TV commercials. But I was like, man, I want to do a movie. I want to make something. And that's when I got with some friends where I worked at FEC News in the 80s, and we were going to shoot something. And you know, you can be talking to some friends, let's do that. And then when the time comes, the other friends are like, no, I don't want to do it now. So you're left.
Everybody bailed except for you. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So that's where my nephew called me on the phone, and he said, hey, there's a guy in my school. He made a movie called Day of the Reaper. His name is Tim Ritter. Is that the kid you used to take care of, you know, 10 years ago? And I go, that is him. And I called him. We got together. We marketed Day of the Reaper. And that's when we went into Twisted Illusions. And that's what opened it all up for me. And then when I moved, then I had moved to Fort Pierce. I had done Creep and Killing Spree and Wicked Games and Dirty Cop No Donut and the Alien Agenda and Danger Spree. And I'm flying all over to New York and Kentucky, Georgia to make all these movies, Minnesota. But when I came to Tampa, Tampa was like Fort Pierce, nobody was doing anything there except pretty much for me. And then I moved to Tampa and everybody. So when I came here, pretty much when people knew I was in town, they were like, hey, man, will you be in my movie? And I was on one movie set called Brain Robbers from Outer Space. And the director was talking on the phone with another filmmaker. And he told the filmmaker, he goes, well, I got to go. I got Joel Weinkoop here. He's in my movie. And I got him for one scene tonight. So I got to get off the phone and shoot a scene. And the guy on the other phone was Marcus Cook. And he goes, oh, my gosh, you got Joel Weinkoop in your movie? And Garland said, yeah. And he goes, can you see if Joel will come over and be in my movie called Rot? And then I ended up from Brain Robbers. I got the movie Rot with Marcus Cook. And so it comes full circle with working with everybody. And now these movies are being re-released. I just got my movie Killing Spree from Italy. I picked up 20 copies of that. And that's like the fifth time or sixth or seventh time Killing Spree has been re-released. And Rot is going to be released now for the fifth or sixth time with a new commentary and a new interview with me. So, yeah, things just kind of, you know, they blow up, they get on top of you, and they snowball.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes time, but once you get everything going, definitely there's a snowball effect.
Yeah.
So what inspired you into getting started into all this, Joel?
Well, what's that? I'm sorry.
I say, what inspired you into getting started into all of this?
Oh, pretty much seeing the $6 Million Man on TV. I was always, I know my neighbor made me a Batman cape because I was always running around with a towel. And when she made that for me, when I was like, I don't know, five or six, I was like, oh, Batman cape. And then I couldn't get it off. But so I was always like Batman and Superman. And then as I, you know, my years of, you know, 14, 15, I was watching, you know, King Kong and Godzilla. And then when I found out Godzilla was just a guy in a suit walking across basically a train board like mine, that's when I got interested, and that's when I told my dad. And as soon as he bought me that camera, I have not laid that camera down since 1972. I still have that camera sitting in my office behind me. It's a Yashica Super 8 silent camera. I still have it. That's the camera I started.
Oh, wow.
My
grandfather gave me an old brownie. I have a brownie.
I probably have a brownie tucked away. Eight millimeter brownie camera. Yeah, they're a little square box. And they're a little crank inside. You crank the film.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. And the Super 8 has cartridge.
Wow. Yeah, we've definitely come a long ways, haven't we?
Yeah, and now people can shoot, and until, I wouldn't know. I have to do it old school, but people can shoot entire movies on their phone.
Yeah, Madeline has the capability of that. She's got an iPhone 11, and yes, she actually did the trailer for our upcoming movie on her phone. Can you believe it?
Oh,
shot it, edited it, and did special effects and all the credits and everything right there.
Oh, now what upcoming film is that you're doing?
What is it?
Well, what is she doing? Yeah, what is she doing her trailer for? What is it called?
For our movie, it's called Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage. It's a comedy.
Oh,
it's actually something that really happened in real life.
Oh, that's easy to do. You ever see that Seinfeld episode? They're walking around the garage, parking garage for hours. They can't find George's car.
Oh, yes. Listen, it's a very common thing. And this happened to us. We were on set filming all day for School Bus Diaries. And then we got called, and I can't reveal the name of it. Can't talk about it. But we got called to do a big movie over at Universal. Anyways, we were over there, and we literally had no time at all between leaving School Bus Diaries to go film in this movie. It was paid work, so we stopped home. I live in Wesley Chapel. We were all the way, we were in Clearwater when this started. We'd been on set all day, like 8 hours filming. We were tired and hungry, so we came home. I switched out clothes. It was like a comedy, Joel. I mean, really, the way it was, oh, Lord. And then when we got there, I parked and brought the wrong wardrobe with me and then forgot where I parked.
Oh,
and
no, that's easy to do.
I left my daughter on set to act. She was 10 years old at the time. So I'm freaking out because I lost my car and blah, blah, blah. So, yes, it is a very common thing that happens, and that's what our movie is all about.
Oh, well, see, well, that you can actually relate to that. So that's something. And a lot of people can relate to that. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Yeah. So that should be out next year. It's supposed to be out this year, but we had to slow down production on that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll get you to make a guest appearance in that, Joel.
You what? Sorry.
We'll have to get you to make a guest appearance on there.
You got it. I'm here.
Yeah. You can make a guest appearance. So while Madeline's having a great time. She's chilling in the green room. She's acting. She's bumping into like famous people doing selfies and stuff. And I'm freaking out. So.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Well, I got a question for you. When you were doing School Bus Diaries, did you get to meet Lauren Chapin?
I did.
She was a bus driver. You did?
Yeah, she's the bus driver, and I actually, a lot of episodes haven't come out yet. I shot 5 episodes with them. Only one of the episodes that I'm in has come out, and that was the Thanksgiving dinner one.
Oh, very good. Now, where can you see that? Because I don't even know if Lauren knows that. I got to tell her.
I'll send it to you. It's on my page. I repost it every year. I think I did it like 2 or 3 years ago. But there's another episode where I'm her substitute driver.
The reason I say that is because we met Lauren back in Kathy and I were both guests at the Hollywood Collectibles Show. I think it was back in 2006 or 5 or 7. It was in Orlando, and next to there was my table, then there was Kathy, then there was Todd Bridges from Different Strokes. And then across from us was Debbie Storm from the Brady Bunch. And there was Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best and a bunch of other people. But we introduced ourselves, I said, I'm Ms. Chapin, I'm Joel Weinkoop, my wife Kathy. And the whole introduction became super close best friends. We've been over to her house.
Yeah. Lauren's good. I know she's been fighting cancer, but she's doing much better now.
No, she's doing great now. And we had such
yep.
– we would go over and see her there. I think she's back in L.A. now. But
– yeah.
Oh, she's in Orlando. But we've seen her in Orlando.
She's in Orlando right now?
Yeah. But we've been, you know, out to dinner with her, and just my wife, especially Kathy, is very good friends with Lauren.
Did I know that Lauren's been back and forth between California and over here? I didn't know she was here now. Okay.
Yeah. She's back in Orlando. So, yeah, but that's why I brought that up, because we met her back in 2007 and just became, you know, super – super good friends. I mean, we've done shows together.
Oh, she's such a nice lady.
She's
a sweetheart.
Yeah, and the Tampa Comic Show, I got her on that one, and the FX show, and so we just became good friends, and she's so sweet, and she's such a doll. So I'd be anxious to see the thing with her in it, yeah, and you all in it.
I'll
That'd
go ahead and send it. Yeah, I keep reposting it. I think I reposted it about a week ago. All I'm going to tell you is my character in School Bus Diaries. My character in School Bus Diaries, Brad Kidwell, said that I remind him of Lucille Ball.
Oh, very nice. Nice compliment.
I'm just a hot mess. But we're looking forward to working on your project. I know we're going to be filming that in the next couple weeks, and we'll be really excited to see that premiering. I know you've been up for some awards and stuff like that. How do we find you on the internet real quick?
Well, the best place, I just tell people, I mean, Facebook is kind of whatever, but it's also, it is a good form of getting in contact with somebody. So if they just go on Facebook and just put in my name, Joel, J-O-E-L, middle initial D, last name Wynkoop, W-Y-N-K-O-O-P, they'll get my Facebook and they can see all the stuff I'm doing. Right now, tomorrow or Wednesday night, Kathy and I are going to the Hard Rock Hotel because they have the Best Actor, Best Filmmaker Awards, and I'm up for both of those. So I'm going to see, just in case I happen to have won that. So we'll be going Wednesday night to that. And
oh, cool. You're going to the Hard Rock in Tampa?
No, it's the Hard Rock on Tampa. I think it's like out on 50th Street or something around there.
Okay.
By I-4, by Interstate 4.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and be praying for you. Good luck.
Well, thank you very much. But, yeah, that's the best place to reach out to somebody for me is just you just go to their Facebook site. You can get in touch with people there and see what they're doing. And if, like, for me, I have all my movies have them on eBay, but I have them on Facebook, too. So if someone says, they write to me on Facebook, and they go, hey, Joel, I want to get a copy of Lost Faith. Can I get that from you? I'm like, yes. Yes, I'm here, and I have all my movies. I got hundreds of movies. So, yes.
All right.
So,
I know.
Yes.
Well, we saw you at the, what was that? Oh, in the spring, we saw you at the Sci-Fi Barto.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got, like, a whole menu of movies.
Yeah, and you know, when we do the conventions, of course, we have them. Of course, this year's been bad because of the COVID thing. But when those days, yeah, you know, you're in your – in those days, like, they're almost, like, 80 years ago. But there's where you can sit there at your table and have your table, and you can have 80, 90 movies on your table, and people can come up and pick them up and look at them and read them. Now, if you did that, it's like you can't touch anything. You just have to look at it, you know, or
oh, yeah.
If you're going to pick it up, you got to buy it because all this COVID stuff. So
make sure you got gloves.
Yeah. Our convention, Tampa Bay Streams, was supposed to be last month, and we canceled it because of COVID-19, and now we put it off to March of next year, hoping things will be better, but who knows?
It has been just a crazy year, Joel, and we're praying for everybody.
Yeah.
We are working real hard right now to make our virtual fashion show happen. That's coming up here on October the 17th, so be on the lookout. We've been advertising it on social media with models and designers. And guess who? Our friend Butch Patrick is making a special appearance. I just talked to him last night, actually, Ed Munster. Yeah.
Yeah, I met him. Same thing. We were at a convention. I think it was not Daytona, but not Deltona, not Daytona. I forget. But I had my table, and then there was another gentleman from, I can't remember if it was Vampire Diaries, but the next guy was Butch Patrick. He was right next to him, so we got to That's where I met him. I met him myself as just going in and, you know, walking around a convention and meeting him. But that was the one where we were both working the convention. So it was kind of cool. And then, of course, he was at Sci-Fi where you guys got to talk to him, too.
Yeah, so yeah, we saw him there again, too. We've been talking to him on and off all year. That's been, like, our buddy all year. He was out in California for a while. And so he decided he would help us support St. Jude's. And he's doing a video. He's actually already done his video. But, yeah, he's making a guest appearance on our virtual fashion show. So we're really excited. I just chatted with him a little bit yesterday. Yeah, he's such a nice guy. I had a major crush on Eddie Munster because he was about 7 years older than I am.
Yeah. That's funny.
I know, right? I think everybody liked Eddie Munster. So cute.
Yeah, because we watched our TV shows. Mine was Marianne from Gilligan's Island. You'd always think it was
Jeannie. Oh, I know. And then there was I Dream of Jeannie, right? A lot of people like her.
Yep. Barbara Eden. And Yvonne Craig Batman and Star Trek. Yeah.
You know, Butch made an appearance on that show. He was on a lot of different shows, but that was one of them.
Which one? On which one?
I Dream of Jeannie. Oh, he was a terrible kid. He was horrible in that
show.
Oh,
really? Oh, okay. I haven't seen all the I Dream of Jeannie.
He was a bad kid, and Dr. Bellows wanted him to go over there and supposedly get fixed because, you know, Jeannie whipped up a fake book that her master supposedly wrote. He didn't write it.
Oh.
He wrote it. And anyway, Butch goes over. He's just a terrible, terrible, naughty little kid. He's so cute.
He probably played it very well, like an Eddie Munster.
He did it so well. Adorable. And there were things like Gunsmoke. I remember seeing that episode. I didn't realize that was Butch. He played a lot of little kid roles back in the 60s. Really
cute.
Oh,
I'm sure. He kept busy those days.
Well, anyways, I really appreciate you so much, Joel, for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Very much. Thank you.
You know what? Anytime. Oh, I know I had another question for you. You still doing the Howl Scream?
Yeah. In fact, that's why my voice is almost gone because we're doing Howl Scream also.
Howl Scream. Yes, I know. We were debating. I think we're going to go up there this weekend.
Oh, good. I'll look for you.
We'll be lurking for you.
All right. I'll be lurking for you, too.
Thank you. You take care of yourself. We'll be talking soon.
You both, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So that's it. That pretty much concludes our show. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. God bless you all. Good night. Good night, Apple. Facebook, Instagram, Google+, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!